Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking down toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Rebecca and I had a meeting this morning to discuss passages for tonight's service. And I always get a kick out of when we try to make a plan and God says, "I don't think so." Change it up a little bit. Because we had picked the John passage and I was comfortable and went on with my day. And walked in here tonight, got everything ready, found that beautiful picture, and said, "Boy, that's beautiful." Sat down, did a sound check, and then all of a sudden, I hear this whisper, and it's God. "You don't have the right scripture tonight." I stopped arguing with God a long time ago, if you haven't figured that out. So I said, "Point me to the right direction." And so he led me to the story of Jesus walking on the water and Peter trying to do the same. Not having any idea, except for maybe one, at the point of our very weakness, we find strength in Jesus. That was the only image I had. And then we started reading the scripture and meditating on it. And it's amazing what God can whisper to you in those moments of silence. The first thing that jumped out to me was fear. And if I asked for a show of hands, I am guessing that every one of you would raise your hands and say, "I can relate to fear. I have had fear." And if you didn't raise your hand, I may call you out. Because I think it's part of human nature. But there they are on the boat. And what they exclaim is it a ghost? But they exclaim it. They're showing great fear. And Jesus immediately says, "Be calm, for it is I." And I think that's the first point of tonight is to recognize we all have fear. And when we cry out in that fear, Jesus shows up. And if we allow him, Jesus will calm our fears. And I think the second point can be right after that, where Peter has now found strength through Jesus' calming. And he actually challenges Jesus. If it is you, call me out. Let me walk on the water. How many times can we relate to that in our prayer life? God, if you do this, I'll do that. I know my hand would be the first one to go up. We tend to offer our prayers in an if-then attitude. You know, God, if you would just change my spouse's heart, I would be a better spouse. Okay, maybe that's just for me, but I think we've all been there praying an if-then prayer. If you would just do this, then I would do that. And what the text says is Jesus says, come, I accept your challenge. Which brings us to our third point, where Peter jumps out of the boat and he starts walking towards Jesus. And his eyes are fixed on Jesus. And he's doing really good. And then he's distracted. He notices the wind, the text says. In other words, he took his eyes off of Jesus. And what happened? He started to sink. Or in today's terms, stumble or fall or fail. Now here's somebody who had witnessed amazing stuff. They had just fed 5,000 with scraps and had plenty left over. You would think of anybody on the boat, the rock, pardon the pun, you know, because rocks sink, that Jesus would, or that Peter would have had the faith to not take his eyes off Jesus. But even the strength of Peter felt the reality of the world around him. And so, he takes his eyes off Jesus and he begins to sink. And what creeps in, do you suppose? That four-letter word, fear. Fear. And in that fear, in that moment of fear, in the moment of weakness, which brings us to our last point, the moment of weakness, he cries out to Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He meets him where he's at, offers him a hand, and gives him the strength to get out and walk on the water. In our weakness, Jesus is always ready to meet us and give us strength. It's funny how that works. It's never in our strongest moments where Jesus shows up and says, yeah, I'm going to give you more. It's in our weakness. It's in the moment where we realize our fragility and our need to depend on something more in Jesus. To help illustrate that a little bit more, according to legend, the Cherokee Indians have a ritual or a rite of passage for their boys. It's a rite of passage to go from boyhood to manhood. And what they do is the father will take the son out into the woods in the late evening hours, right before the sun goes down. And they take him to a prearranged spot where they're in a small clearing is a stump. And they set the boy on the stump and they blindfold him and says, in order to become a man, you must sit here all night and not remove the blindfold. You can remove the blindfold when the sun hits your face. Are you ready? And the boys will say yes. Okay. They tie the blindfold around the boy. And he says some empowering words. And he says, I'll be back in the morning. And he walks off. And the sun goes down and the darkness starts to creep in. And I don't know if you've ever sat in the woods in the dark, but it's amazing how noisy the woods can be. The scattering of mice and squirrels, the crunching of twigs and leaves as raccoons wake up and make their way around. The forest seems to come alive with the trample of deer feet, a screech owl, a coyote howling in the distance. Can you imagine the feeling that comes over the boy? It's that four-letter word again, fear. But if the boy is to make it through to become a man, he must sit there. And in the morning, as the sun begins to warm his face, that's the signal that he can take off the blindfold. And as he takes off the blindfold, he notices for the first time his father is only 20 paces away. His father had been there the whole night. And I think it relates to this passage and to us that sometimes in life we go through life wearing this blindfold and we allow the fear of the world to creep in and we're quick to pull it off instead of just trusting that we have a father 20 paces away. That we have a Holy Spirit willing to reach out and give us great strength in our weakness. We have challenges that face us every day. Much like the challenges of a boy, a Cherokee Indian boy, on the way to becoming a man. But what we have is not legend. It's not myth. It's real. It's Jesus, who took bread on the night he was betrayed, and he blessed it and gave thanks, and he broke it, saying, "This is your weakness, but this is my strength, broken for you, out of love for you." And taking the cup, he once again gave thanks. "This is your weakness, but this is my strength poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Come, eat and drink and be filled with my strength and cast away your fear." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit as we attempt to cast out our fear. May we come to you in our weakness and find strength and power, trust and hope. In Jesus' name, amen. The table has been set. The invitation has been extended. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive this strength that Jesus offers. As you come and are led by the Spirit, hear the words, the body of Christ broken for you, and receive that, and then take it and dip it into the cup, and hear the blood of Christ shed for you, and receive the strength of Christ as you are able and led. Feel free to come forward. even as peaceful as that image may present, there's always the opportunity or possibility for a storm to blow in, such as life. The storms of life are inevitable. But I hope you realize that Jesus can cast out those fears, and in your weakness, Jesus can meet you and give you strength. Strength that will even surprise you. May you go with that hope and peace and trust. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.